Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's 8:11. It is Wednesday morning, the third day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're listening in Durango, Colorado, you've tuned in to 103.3 FM. And if you're hearing my voice anywhere else on the planet, I bet you're streaming us from our website at ksje.com, or maybe you asked your smart speaker to play KSJE. In any event, we're glad that you are with us. We also want to welcome our viewers, because this is a community-supported visual radio station, so we welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning, watching the video that is airing on the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest from the Farmington Public Library, and our main focus this morning is graphic novels. We'll be talking about some other things as well, but that's our main focus, so we hope you'll stay tuned to join us for that conversation starting in the next few moments here on KSJE. Also, we'll be hearing this hour from Ron Price, another lesson from Life in the Sandbox. We put Ron on vacation this summer, but we're playing some of the archived segments, and so he'll be joining me on tape, as we say, at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE this morning. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess is back, host of Roving with the Arts. This morning, Mick is playing some music from Verity. We hope you enjoy that. Coming up at 9:06 on KSJE, a special 90-minute version of Roving with the Arts on Wednesdays, of course, because that takes us to 10:30 in our local and regional author program, Right on Four Corners. Tracy Hales is speaking with author Kathleen Rogers this morning about her latest book called The Flying Cutterbucks. You'll hear more about that today at 10:30 on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on an Instagram page in addition to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, this program, like all of our other locally produced programs, become podcasts. And you can find them wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Pandora. The list goes on, and so do the podcasts. So subscribe for free and maybe check out a new program that you may have missed. Outside our studios at San Juan College this morning, it is so far a little cloudy outside. We're expecting some increasing sun today with a temperature currently of 69 degrees, humidity at 59%. We're expecting a mostly sunny day today, maybe some increasing clouds this afternoon with a 20% chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm. Hot weather today with a high of 94, 69 overnight tonight, then tomorrow maybe a bigger chance of a shower developing beginning on Thursday and lasting for the next several days. 93 for a high tomorrow, 89 on Friday, 91 on Saturday, 87 on Sunday, as you can see, with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning from the Farmington Public Library. Adult Services Librarian Megan Bennett is here. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning.
Good to have you here. And this morning, I know we're talking a lot about graphic novels, and that's going to be our main focus, but we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the summer reading program, which is wrapping up.
Yes.
Keeping all of you very, very busy this week. Right?
Yes, it has. And we had our summer reading wrap-up program on Monday.
Right.
It's also the start of our t-shirt distribution. So if you haven't picked up your summer reading t-shirt, come to the library when we're open to pick up your summer reading t-shirts between 11 and 6.
Very good.
Today and tomorrow. And then we'll be doing it on Saturday as well when we're open.
Okay, very good. And I also want to talk about the foam party
yes.
that you all had at the library earlier this week. Was it just yesterday or Monday?
It's just Monday.
Monday it was. Okay. But it looks like everyone had a great time. In fact, we have a clip, as they say in the world, about the foam party. So I wanted to just share that a little bit with everybody, with the music and the shrieks of delight from the kids being covered in foam.
Yes, it's really easy. We hired a foam artist who came in, and the kids loved it. We had a foam pit. It's kind of like a mosh pit, but for six-year-olds.
Right.
And they got covered in foam. It's foam and water, basically, so it's harmless.
Right.
And then we also had a bunch of sprinklers set up. So we had a rainbow sprinkler, a unicorn sprinkler, no, two rainbows and a unicorn, a Loch Ness monster, a mermaid tail,
nice.
All those legendary creatures to go with their theme of reading is legendary for our 2022 summer reading.
Perfect, perfect. Almost like an outdoor washing machine for the kids. You soap them up and rinse them off.
Exactly.
We also had
some lawn games for the older kids, although the front lawn of the library got pretty wet, so I don't think there were a lot of lawn games going after about the first hour of the foam.
That could happen. But anyway, it looks like a lot of fun, and I think you had a big request for more foam parties.
We have had requests for more foam parties since we did it last year as well.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, I know the summer reading program is a great thing to encourage reading of all ages and to get folks in and logging their books. And again, I think thanks to the Library Foundation, because I know they help pay for a lot of some of the things that you are able to do mm-hmm. with the summer reading program.
Yes.
So congratulations to everybody.
Thank you. And we do summer reading for children. So mm-hmm. I think it's 12 and under, and then we do 13 through 18, and then 19 plus is adults. And we do summer reading for that. Everything is through an app called Beanstack, and you can Beanstack from our website of www.infoway.org. If you've never used Beanstack, you'll need to create an account. If you have used Beanstack, perhaps in another library, if you're new to the area,
right.
You will use your login for that account on Beanstack
to log in,
and you will find us through Beanstack.
There you go. You're listed as one of the libraries under the Beanstack app.
Yes, Farmington Public Library.
Perfect. Very, very good. Well, let's talk about the reason you're here this morning, which is graphic novels.
Thank you.
And they are, gaining, I think, in popularity. They're gaining in maybe critical acclaim. I think a lot of folks were kind of poo-pooing graphic novels for a while, otherwise known as comic books, but they have this new name called graphic novels because they really have evolved, I think, over the last 20, 30 years, would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. So comic books and graphic novels are different. Comic
books
are very short pages of, they're very, very short self-contained stories and typically would feature a superhero or something else or someone else to that effect.
Sure.
Graphic novels tend to be longer and have more of a plot to go with their superheroes. So while you can have a superhero graphic novel, most people, when they think of graphic novels, they think of longer novels that are written in graphic form. It's simply a format for reading your books these days.
Understood. So I shouldn't use those terms interchangeably because they are not.
You can.
But there are differences.
But they are differences.
Yeah, and that's important to, I think, note. And so as we talk about graphic novels, I know the library has a big selection of graphic novels and does a lot of programming around graphic novels.
Yes.
Part of your job.
It is. We actually moved our graphic novels. So our graphic novels were until about a month ago in the teen zone, which is located in the Farmington Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is we have adults who love graphic novels, and teen zone is a safe space for teens. So adults are not particularly welcome in teen zone. And so if you are a graphic novel loving adult, you didn't really want to go into teen zone to pick up your graphic novels.
Right.
And I think we ran out of space very recently as well, so we couldn't add the new awesome graphic novels coming in. And so we decided to move our graphic novels out into the area near adult fiction to add our graphic novels. And so now they are by themselves.
Okay.
And we have a mix of teen, YA, and adult graphic novels.
Got you.
They're all fiction. Our nonfiction is still within the adult nonfiction collection.
Okay. And so adults and teens can find them in this new location without any other issues, because that teen zone, you're right, is kind of reserved for teens to hang out.
It is, and their teens need a place to hang out.
Right. Very, very true. So let's talk a little bit about kind of what makes a graphic novel and so interesting for reading and for being able to, encourage reading and help people to, I discover maybe new kinds of reading, new stories, right?
Exactly. Graphic novels are, as you can see here on the slide, they're wonderful for struggling readers, reluctant readers, learning differences, visual learners, advanced readers, ESL, English as a Second Language learners,
mm-hmm.
and all of this because you're learning through a visual medium. They're perfect for reluctant readers. I mean, if you watch Captain America movie, or you watch a Marvel movie or a DC movie, and you want to read the origin story, they're all graphic novels these days. They always were graphic novels, but there's
Right.
even more graphic novels on different runs. And so you read that, and you know the storyline or some of the storyline. And on top of that, there are an awful lot of graphic novels that are biographies of, in some cases, famous people. So I've got a list here of some famous people who have a graphic novel.
Yeah.
I mean, George Takei wrote his autobiography, They Called Us Enemy, in graphic novel form. It's about his time in the internment camps during the Second World War. There's a novelization of Anne Frank's The Diary of a Young Girl. And John Lewis's two autobiographies, March and Run, are both graphic novels.
Interesting. And so, because sometimes I think we think about these graphic novels as mostly being fiction, but these are the three examples of nonfiction.
Yes, and I have plenty more where that came from, but I know I don't have time to get into them.
True, very true. But I think for parents maybe who are listening and maybe trying to think about how can I get my kid to learn more about world events or learn more about history, maybe the textbook they have in history class isn't really, it's pretty dry and not very interesting, but maybe a graphic novel around about the same topic could be something that really engages them.
Absolutely.
And so that's an important thing. And so you have a lot to choose from is what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
So if we show up at the library, you can point us in the right direction.
That we can.
Okay. Very, very good. Some of the other things that you mentioned from this slide that we've seen for the radio audience, as you mentioned, for struggling readers or reluctant readers, but also this English as a second language reader, maybe someone learning the language, why are graphic novels helpful for them?
Because graphic novels are told in the visual format. So there's a drawing or a picture, or if you think of a classic superhero, all of those little words, pow, bam, poof, to tell you what's going on. And so if you get to a word you don't know, or you're learning a language, it can help you figure out words in context and context clues for figuring out complex vocabulary.
Got you. Or maybe words that have two or more meanings, I
Exactly.
suppose, too.
If there are homonyms or words that have multiple meanings, it can tell you which meaning we're going for in the graphic novel.
From the context of the picture that you see
From the
along
context.
with it. I understand. Visual learners, of course, that I think goes without saying. But for some people, I know for me, I prefer pictures when I'm reading. And so, and I guess because I'm a TV guy or a former TV guy, and we put video cameras in a radio station for crying out loud. So that's all about the visualness of me. But that I enjoy that, and so I would assume that that would make a graphic novel more interesting to me as a reader than just maybe a novel that has no pictures and just depending on my mind to come up with the images.
We've heard that as well, that some people who are really serious visual learners, they like the fact that they don't have to see the picture in their head. It's already there, so they can maybe add more details to it in their head, or get fully immersed in the world of a graphic novel.
Right. And then advanced readers, tell me about that, why they appeal to them.
So graphic novels are actually, well, as we've been saying, they're new, they're different, they're a lot more. So graphic novels, some of the kids' graphic novels have reading levels that are well beyond what you'd think of for them. And so you can learn more vocabulary. We're talking about, John Lewis.
Right.
You could read a
That's
biography,
civil rights. I mean,
Civil
that's, yeah.
Rights, or you can read about Nestor Makhno, who's a very minor Ukrainian anarchist, who has a graphic novel about his time in Paris just after the First World War. Who would have thunk?
Okay.
I mean,
Right.
seriously.
Right.
And other things like that. And then there's always Art Spiegelman's Mouse, which won a Pulitzer Prize for
Right.
its depiction of the Holocaust. And those are just the ones I can name off the top of my head.
Sure.
And then there are a bunch more in that same vein that are learning about a more serious topic. The
Right.
Odyssey has a graphic novel.
Really? And I did not know that. See, I'm learning something myself this morning, which is great.
I'm not sure if we own that one though, but I do know that there is a graphic novel
Okay.
of The Odyssey. I
I
need
bet
to
if
look into
somebody
that.
wanted to read it, you could probably find a copy and get it here.
Probably. We do
See?
have interlibrary loan that can get you pretty much anything you need.
Right, exactly. And the other part, I think, of this conversation is that there are more to come because it's such a big and growing genre that, there's so much out there now, but I imagine there are writers writing and drawing new graphic novels on a variety of topics that will be coming out soon that will be added to the collection, which is why I guess you had to move it to a larger space.
Yes, there. I buy a lot of nonfiction, and there are so many nonfiction graphic novels out there. Some of them that are not adaptations. They are these stories were written in graphic novel form.
From the
Unlike
get-go, from
from
the
the
start.
get-go,
Yeah.
like March, like They Called Us Enemy. Unlike Naturalist, they did Diary of a Young Naturalist, they made into a graphic novel that was an adaptation. But these are novels, stories, memoirs written in graphic novel form.
Right. And so, again, we kind of think that maybe younger people are drawn to this genre, but are you finding more adults and more parents finding it, discovering it maybe after kind of poo-pooing it for a long time and saying, oh, these are really actually pretty cool and pretty informative?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of adults who go, oh, I've never read this story, or I read it in high school and, you know, gave up halfway through because it was so boring. But hey, like, we have a graphic novel of The Great Gatsby. An adaptation.
Okay.
Or at least we did the last time I checked.
Right.
Right. Could be it may be checked out.
That's right. You never know.
And so if you read that and you're like, graphic novel, you can read it and look at it and watch it and see all of that really cool 20s stuff.
Right. Exactly. Very, very cool. My guest this morning, Megan Bennett, is here from the Farmington Public Library. We are talking about graphic novels and some of the other things that are going on at the library these days. And there's a lot of, as you mentioned, this is a growing area. And so I know you are probably coming up with all kinds of different programming and other types of things to maybe attract people or introduce people to the genre of the graphic novel.
Yes. And I think this is going to bring up our programming this fall, which is our Real Readers program.
That's right. That's right. There it is. So, focused on graphic novels then,
focused
right?
Focused on graphic novels. And not just focused on, it's all graphic novels all the time. And,
oh, okay.
If you're watching us on the visual podcast, mm-hmm. you'll notice the slide has Accept the Challenge with Beanstack. So, we're adding a Beanstack challenge this fall for you to read and log the graphic novel and for you to come to the library and watch the movie with us. We will give you a secret code that you'll need to complete the challenge in Beanstack. We have lots of great prizes waiting for you. No, I can't tell you what they are. It's a secret.
Okay. They're usually pretty good, though. I have to say that to the audience. Right.
They are really good prizes, but yeah. I can't tell you what they are yet.
Gotcha. Okay. But there's that Beanstack app again. That's what we've been talking about. And that is the app that the library is now using pretty much for all of its programs and events and these challenges. And that was part of summer reading,
yes.
to be able to do these challenges over the summer reading program and be eligible for prizes and get your t-shirt and all those other things. And so once you download that Beanstack app and register, you are kind of good to go. And I know your colleague Jane Lee Ryan has been here numerous times talking about how convenient it is for a family, because maybe a mom or a dad can sign up all the kids under the one account and keep track of everything. And so it's not like everyone's doing their own thing. You kind of have a little bit of control over that, and that's I think why the library adapted this app to help with these things.
We lost WonderReader, and so we had to find a new app, and Beanstack is one of the best apps out there for reading tracking.
Gotcha.
And so it's wonderful. The support staff for Beanstack is excellent and amazing. I want to give them a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we have problems, they fix it for us.
Good.
I mean, how amazing is that?
Right. You want that.
You can access Beanstack, of course, through a smartphone app,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to our website, www.infoway.org, where we have a little slide in the upper right-hand corner that has Beanstack. If you click on that on any web browser of your choosing, on any device of your choosing, that will open the web browser-based Beanstack. It looks a little different, but if you don't want to download the smartphone app, or you don't have a smartphone, or it's in the shop or something like that, you can access Beanstack through the internet, the web as well.
Okay, so you don't have to use your phone. You can use a PC, a Mac, whatever else you want to do.
If you've still got a PC sitting on your
computer, desk,
your
right?
desk, you can use that.
There you are. Perfect. Very good. And so all fall, you're going to be doing these Real Readers programming. And the idea, if folks have not heard about Real Readers before, I don't know where you've been because it's been around for a while. But the idea is to read the book, come and watch the movie at the library and discuss. And so this is kind of in that same line, right? But you're reading the graphic novel.
Yes.
And then seeing the movie, I guess it's the same story.
Well, about that. So our graphic novels are going to be up all season long. So you don't have just a short month before the movie. So if you want to come in, if you see the movie that we're showing, oh, I didn't know that was based on a graphic novel. I want to read the graphic novel. It'll still be there.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. But you're still showing the movie. There'll still be a conversation. And of course, you still can come and bring your dinner to the library, which is always, I feel, you know, very excited to eat at the library. That's always cool as well. But so there'll be numerous Real Reader programs set up this fall.
Yes, our Real Readers programs this fall, I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Okay.
We're showing that romantic action comedy Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which of course is based on Brian Lee O'Malley's Scott Pilgrim series.
Right.
We're showing the true crime story My Friend Dahmer, which is based on Dirk Burkhoff's My Friend Dahmer. And if you don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, I'm kind of surprised.
Okay. Right. So we do. I think most of us do, right? Okay.
But this is a true story of growing up with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow. Okay.
We're showing the fantasy drama, I Kill Giants. Mm-hmm. That one is a little younger as well than some of the other ones we're showing. So that one's a little more family friendly.
Right.
That is based on Joe Kelly's I Kill Giants. And the final film we're showing in December, it's my favorite of the series. It's also the one I'm putting on. So I'm kind of biased that way. It's my favorite.
That's okay.
It's also my favorite of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are showing Captain America the Winter Soldier, which of course is based on Ed Brubaker's run Captain America Winter Soldier.
Got it. So, very good. And so these are about once a month?
They're showing them about once a month. We've got one in September, October, November, and December. We squeezed one in around voting and Thanksgiving this year.
Okay. Excellent. And I know people can go to the website, and these are on the events calendar. They can download the event to their calendar so they don't miss it.
Yes.
To make sure that they show up and get there and get a spot
and
to enjoy it.
We also post them on our Facebook page as well.
Very true. Events. That's very true. And we talk about them here on the radio.
And we talk about them here on the radio.
Every month. So that's exciting. And so for folks, and you mentioned that maybe some are more family friendly than others. So that's something to be aware of.
That is something to be very aware of. Make sure you check what the movie is. And I bring this up because a couple years ago, we showed Interview with the Vampire.
Mm.
You're welcome to bring your children to Interview with the Vampire, but I'd recommend some discretion.
Sure. Because if you got to stay up all night with them after seeing that movie... That's on you, Mom and Dad.
Children are welcome to all of our programs, but make sure that you check what the description is. Over the summer for one of our craft nights, we used a caustic chemical that was a glass etching cream. It was an acid cream to etch glass.
Ah, okay. Which probably needs some supervision.
It needs a little supervision and rubber gloves.
Right. So that's important to know. But I know that was another great offering the library has done of offering these kind of craft kits and things you could do in person at the library and take some home with you with instructions to do it at home.
Yes.
So
very popular program.
Right. Very true. What else is keeping you busy these days besides all this graphic novel talk?
Just the programming and everything like that. I mean, there's the usual collections development and maintenance. We have to buy the books that you so much love at the library.
True. Very true.
And we're doing the programming. We talked a bit about the Real Readers programming.
Right.
We are continuing our craft nights. And we are planning on continuing our trivia nights. We already have our themes and dates set out.
Okay.
They'll be in later newsletters. So keep an eye. So if you're not signed up for our newsletter, go sign up for our newsletter.
You can do that too.
www.infoway.org. It's where you can find all of this information. Down at the bottom, you'll see a button that says sign up here for the newsletter. Click that, fill it out, and you will get the newsletter on the first of the month. Just not April 1st, because no one believes a newsletter that comes out on April 1st.
You know, they really don't. That's true. But smart that you figured that out. And that's important. And when you're looking at ordering new materials, right? I mean, what types of things? If a patron makes a suggestion, do you consider that or look at that?
We do accept patron suggestions, but we're not accepting them officially at this time.
I see.
We used to. If you went into your infoway.org account, you would be able to see submit a request, and one of those was for a request for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
That is the COVID just messed up with a lot of stuff, and that is one of the things that we're not able to offer right now, just like we're not able to offer notary services also at this time.
Gotcha. Understood. But there's always a lot of new things available,
a lot of new stuff available.
And that's important, and that's good. And of course, there's always things that maybe you have to weed out of the collection too, that's maybe been around for a while, and maybe you don't need 10 copies of X book or graphic novel, and you can maybe get by with two.
Yes. Well, we do a fair amount of that. I mean, James Patterson puts out a new book every week or so. So we don't have the space to keep all 25 copies that we buy of the newest Patterson. So we do have to slowly deselect out the books that are not circulating particularly well, or where we have a lot of copies. And sometimes we have to add extra copies, like when Where the Crawdads Sing becomes an internet sensation. And we need to add all the copies.
Right. Which is important. And so you kind of follow that, I guess, pop culture references and things along that line, too.
Yes, and we do have some trade journals, we call them, that have reviews, library journal, book list, where we can look at reviews, professional reviews, and look at those.
Gotcha. Keep you busy.
Very much so.
For sure. Very true. Well, Megan, I always appreciate you coming in from the library. Thank you for being here and sharing all your passion for graphic novels and the work that you do. Appreciate it very much. There's a lot of fun things coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
That's Megan Bennett from the Farmington Public Library, my guest, talking about graphic novels and much, much more with me this morning here on KSJE. KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Saturday, August 6th, popular music with Mark Smith. Saturday, August 13th, Choke Cherry Jam. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.